the choir just sang, "Know this, that every soul is free." President Monson has asked that I now present the General Authorities, Area 70s, and General Auxiliary Presidencies of the Church for sustaining vote, after which we shall be pleased to hear from Elders Dallin H. Oaks and Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Following Elder Hales's remarks, Elder Jorge F. Zabaios of the 70 will address us. It is proposed that we sustain Thomas Spencer Monson as prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Henry Benyon Eyring as first counselor in the First Presidency, and Dieter Friedrich Uchtdorf as second counselor in the First Presidency. Those in favor may manifest it. Those opposed, if any, may manifest it. It is proposed that we sustain Boyd Kenneth Packer as president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, and the following as members of that quorum: Boyd K. Packer, L. Tom Perry, Russell M. Nelson, Dallin H. Oaks, M. Russell Ballard, Richard G. Scott, Robert D. Hales, Jeffrey R. Holland, David A. Bednar, Quentin L. Cook, D. Todd Christofferson, and Neil L. Anderson. Those in favor, please manifest it. Any opposed may so indicate. It is proposed that we sustain the counselors in the First Presidency and the 12 Apostles as prophets, seers, and revelators. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. It is proposed that we release Elders Charles Didier, John M. Madsen, Lynn A. Mickelson, and Dennis B. Neuenschwander as members of the First Quorum of the 70 and designate them as Emeritus General Authorities. It is also proposed that we release Elders Douglas L. Collister, Shirley D. Christensen, James M. Dunn, William W. Parmley, W. Douglas Shumway, and Robert S. Wood as members of the Second Quorum of the 70. Those who wish to join us in expressing gratitude to these brethren for their excellent service, please manifest it. It is proposed that we sustain the other General Authorities, Area 70s, and General Auxiliary Presidencies as presently constituted. Those in favor, please manifest it. Any opposed may manifest it. President Monson, insofar as I have been able to observe, the voting in the Conference Center has been unanimous. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for your sustaining vote, your faith, devotion, and prayers. We'll now be pleased to hear from Elder Oaks.